And we're back. It's Dabble Radio, man. 844-967-2789. But this is not hate radio. So don't call and be a hater today, man, because I'll give you a little bit. And then it's time to sink it. Because I don't have time for that, man. You know, I got time to talk about some of the clowns in Wisconsin in the Republican legislature. Robin Voss taking away some authority from... how do you say his name again? Ramthan? Yeah, Ramthan? What the? Rantham? Whatever it is. Good name, dude. Because he basically insulted Voss, you know, saying that he signed off on some deal with Hillary. Hey, maybe she did sign a deal with Voss. I can't stand Hillary. And people are talking about her coming back again. Ugh. We'll lose again, man. We don't want you, man. Go away. Write another book. Do another tour. Just don't make it anything to do with elections. Because it's pretty sad. So you got that going on. But, you know, Rep. Elijah Behnke, and I called him once. Because a friend of mine said, hey, you need to talk to him. And we had him on. He called and came on the show, you know, via phone, right? And said... you know, he was all for cleaning up the PFAS out of the water, man. Good Republican, man. Just with a name like Elijah, right? He sounded like somebody that wanted to save the world, right? As a Republican, you would think. But the problem with his proposal was that, oh, make the people pay for it, not the factories and, you know, people that polluted it. Don't go after them. You see, that's the Republicans always defending the enemy. Always defending the enemy. And you can make a case for... stupid on both sides, man, because I don't vote for Democrats. I vote for progressives. But, yeah, okay, I have voted for loser Democrats because the Republican was a bigger loser. Lesser of two evils. Remember, looking up from hell, you'll see me in purgatory, dumping down some of that Joe Manchin coal on your asses. Maybe Joe will be down there. He can choke on it, too, because he's really destroying us, man. And it's like, when I say us, I'm not talking about the Democratic Party. Oh, my God. I'm talking about my children and grandchildren's future. I don't give a rat's about mine. 60. Ah. Several times I almost didn't make it even close to 60. I used to think like some Wisconsin people, but I don't drink, man. That's like bad stuff, man. And that's why marijuana's not illegal, because alcohol's powerful. Powerful tool, man. Just ask the Tavern League and try and go up against those guys. And then, you know, like the sheriffs and the Tavern League, they're like the same crowd. Did you know that? It's like, hey, you know, scratch my back and we'll give you a drunk driving. You give me a free drink or two and, huh?
I mean,
look. Wait, most of the time, man, I know I've met a lot of cops, and let's not go there. There's good people, bad people in every crowd, but there shouldn't be bad people in the police crowd. That's the whole problem. They should be the nice people, not the mean ones. And there's a rash of, you know, cops being attacked in New York City. Oh, but, you know, the Republicans will love that, you know, because that's Democrat state, you know. They got to take care of their own problems, even though, you know, New York generates... quite a bit for this whole nation, right? California and New York, yeah, you know. No Republicans living in New York, though, right? But here we go. We got more legislation by Republicans in Wisconsin. Hey, let's teach our kids, says Trig Pronchinsky, how to handle guns.
The guns.
Well, they already legislated that you can, like, you know, take your toddler hunting on an ATV with a weapon. They didn't put any age limit on any of this stuff. That's a great idea. Especially, you know, teaching kids how to handle guns because they're mature enough to know. Oof. Wow. I wouldn't want to be a parent of those kids when they get upset because they didn't get their candy. What could go wrong? Well, let me give you an example. There was a father that was showing his two children, you know, his handgun the other day, and it went off and killed his 8-year-old daughter. So you can imagine, if the more kids we teach and put guns into their hands, that we'll have less of those kind of fatalities, right, Republicans? They are the party of death, man. They pretend to be pro-life, and everything they do is about death, you know, and they use an embryo to defend it all, right? Because embryos have a right to live. You know, they have feelings too. Really? Because I don't remember any feelings till I was about 3 years old and got burned by a cup of coffee and got a scar from it. But you don't remember. You don't know. You're an embryo, okay? No, you're probably not thinking too much. You're just trying to develop, and maybe it was a mistake, and maybe, you know, hey, maybe it's, you know, it's somebody's freedom to decide. Because I've never seen anywhere that anybody should be judging somebody by that. But the main reason why I say that is because you guys like to, you know, sure don't give a crap about the kid after they're born.
That's true.
Especially if they're from the inner city, for some of you guys out there, right? Because they're not Americans. They're African-Americans. Oof. Yikes. And you are like a Norwegian-American, and I'm like an Irish-American, and you are like a complete dumbass. And I am completely not. Oh, yeah. Yeah, I feel pretty good about the way I think nowadays. I'm pretty sure I'm up in the top percentile, you know, that top 50 half. Maybe a little higher. Maybe even higher than that. I don't know. Everybody seemed to get dumbed down. You turn on the TV, and I swear to God, it's nothing but stupid everywhere. Everything. The shows for kids. I mean, you got to search, because there's enough channels to make you sick, right? Make you dizzy. Now I'm finding out that if you just have one of those regular TVs that's built with that antenna and you don't want to get cable or subscribe to anything. Are we almost done? Yes, we are.
Yeah, we got little, yeah, like 2.5 minutes, but I know you wanted some of this underneath you. So
yes, well, because the bell is tolling on us all, right? You know, a friend of mine, Rob, in Minnesota, he called. We're 100 seconds to midnight on doomsday clock. And that always was thought of as, you know, yeah, we're nuclear war, you know. It doesn't just mean that. It's one of these catastrophic volcanoes going off, one of the big, big, big ones that's about due to go, and we're helping it all along the way, man. This way of thinking and watching stupid TV and watching the news and even the newscasters. I mean, I just get sick of it. Hi, well, this is what happened. How do you know that's what happened? Wait a minute. Which side are you on? Because most of it's all about looking good. And if I look good enough and make the news palatable for people and make them think everything's okay, I could become a legislator, and then I can really do some damage, right? And you will, especially if you're in the Republican Party. But yeah, you know, I'm not so sure this is going to turn out too well, folks. You know, the election that we just won, the majority of the people in this country. Sorry, man, elections have consequences, and you guys won. Ha, 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 the Republicans win every time, right? Filibuster this. I don't know. But thanks again, Jeff's Guitar Clinic, jeffsguitar.com. And I know you told me it's your birthday, man. I probably will stop by. I hope you got some cake and all that good stuff, maybe barbecues. And, of course, the puppies are there and his best friend, Mari. So, you know, January can't end soon enough. What, we got one more week in January? Yes. And I got a lot of work to do, folks, because... You know, I can handle, and I've had a couple of tough weeks in my own personal life with my best friend and family and stuff. It's sad. I'm just feeling it, right? January is when it's so cold. How can you not remember all the things that have hurt you the most in life? January. February's at least only 28 days, or is it 29 this year? No, it's not leap year. 2024 isn't leap year every election year for president too? See how we use the calendar to get people to march in and do what? Later, man. Devil Radio 92.7 FM 1580 AM. See you next week.